Welcome to On the Dollar with me, Sarah Lee Kane, a show where we have deep and honest conversations about how money affects our well-being. This week, we're going to recap my conversation with Maggie Drano from last week about motherhood and ambition. I'm going to dive into the air quote conflict that is parenthood and your career, why it's more important than ever to communicate your needs, and why understanding that balance is a total myth will help you with your finances. All right, get ready, grab a seat, and let's go beyond the dollar. Hello, friends. If you haven't listened to last week's episode with Maggie, I suggest you listen to that one to give you more context of what I'm going to talk about in this episode. In case you did and you forgot the gist of the story, Maggie and I talked about how she's viewing her career differently now that she's a young mother and trying to navigate all those feelings and obviously hormones as she's really rediscovering her ambition, right? What that really means in her work and having that separate identity from her child and her husband and all of those things. So here's a clip describing that.
It's not like I'm abandoning my business, but I definitely have really struggled with that balance between just knowing that I need to take a step back to make this work and to be realistic and be able to take care of my son and also not let down my clients or have my business kind of fall through. But I also know, like, I never planned on being a stay-at-home mom. I never wanted to give up my business. And so I just worry about taking a step back and staying less intense with my business. But I also know that it's not forever, and it is probably what is the best thing for us right now.
If you're a mom, a parent, regardless of if you're a business owner, can you relate to what she said? Now, I'm not going to go into societal expectations for women because honestly, that'll be an entire episode in itself. But what I will say, the idea of balancing a career and motherhood is a total myth. Actually, balancing anything is a myth. And what I mean by that is when you think about balance, it's really this idea of having equal portions of something. And so if we're talking about motherhood and career, it really means in this case, balance is like you 50% devote to being a mom and then 50% devoting to your career. So that could look differently depending on your schedule or the task that you're doing. Is it really possible? I don't really think so. And I say that from experience because there are seasons where I have to really lean in heavily on my work and ask my husband to do a little bit more than his share. And then there are times when my work is less and I can really devote more time to spending with my son and other things. And so if you really truly believe that there is a balance that you can really achieve or you can have it all, that whole concept, unfortunately, that's really not going to happen. Not to say you can't have it all, but you can't have it all at the same time. I do want to be clear, I'm not suggesting the idea of lean in culture. And so for those who don't know, this was a book I believe was written in the 2000s, early 2000s, from someone who works at Facebook. Her name is Sheryl Sandberg, and it's about the idea of leaning in or leaning out in your career and, you know, depending on the time in your life. And so for me, I feel like the lean-in culture is a little bit problematic because it is rooted in hustle culture. It's this idea of like being super productive and being a mother and all those things if you want to lean into everything. And it also assumes that you have the means to step back or the means to go all in and afford to let's get childcare, all those things in order to really lean in into your career, right? Doing what you need to do. And so it's not always possible. It really depends on the season in your life and the resources that you have and all those things. And so really, what is a solution? The solution, which is simple but not easy, as I'm sure you already know from listening to Beyond the Dollar for a while, is clearly communicating your needs and boundaries. And your needs could be as simple as, I need a nap. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I really need you to leave the house for a few hours while I get something done. And boundaries doesn't necessarily mean what someone cannot do, or it's really about a set of guidelines for someone and even yourself in terms of tasks, how you respond to scenarios, even things like self-care. I know that's a term that's talked a lot around in the online space, well, actually, I guess, well, in the space about it. But the idea of communicating your needs, right? What you need, like, even if you just want to be like, I'm just a baby right now, I need food and all that, that's great. If you have boundaries, maybe there are certain stipulations when you'll do social events, or let's say when your partner needs to be home by a certain time because of, let's say, swapping childcare duties, all of those things, right? It's really about clearly communicating those. And it can be hard because we really get in our own way. But at the heart of it, communicating your needs and boundaries is super, super simple. Think about toddlers or children, about when they say, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm sleepy, all of those things. That's really what it is at the heart of it. We complicate it, unfortunately. And I know I do this as well. So isn't super money related, but I promise we'll get there, is really the simple answer right now is to start by asking really what is satisfying to me right now? What do I need from my career at this moment in time? And what do I need from being a parent at this time? And so what those things are doesn't mean it's your overall arching goal. Maybe in your career, you want to be able to, like, let's say, I don't know, win an Oscar award. It might not happen now. So think about what it is that you need in this exact moment that maybe one day you can get to that point, or maybe you want to abandon that goal for something else. Get as specific as possible. So maybe for this Oscar goal, could it just be, I really, really just need 15 minutes a day to start writing a script. And so then you communicate that with your partner, or, you know, your babysitter, or your parents who are watching your kid, whoever, and just get really super specific about it. It could also be, you know, right now you just need to earn money to pay the bills, and knowing that you provide for your family, that's okay too. It doesn't have to be these crazy grandiose goals. It just has to be something specific that you can work towards. And when you communicate those needs, it's much easier, especially also around boundaries. Once you've identified what it is that you need, maybe some guidelines that you want to work around, you might have to just start writing scripts. I used to have post-it notes everywhere about when do I really need to clearly say something. And it could just be, I'm hungry, can I go get takeout? It could be things like that. And so having a script, maybe one that you're reading off the page, or you're texting someone, or you're emailing someone, that's okay. That's perfectly okay. For me, that post-it note stuff is actually what I did after my little incident at McDonald's. I talked about that very briefly in the last episode. So basically what happened was I thought that I could have my son home with me while I was typing away in total bliss, which clearly didn't happen. My son was teething. I was up against deadlines. It was a total, total disaster. And my husband came home. I was obviously very upset. And he said, why don't you go out and get something to eat or just do something? I drove to McDonald's and I sat there and I cried while I ate my meal. And in that moment, I realized I should have communicated maybe my desire for some sort of help. Maybe that could have been a cleaner, someone to come and cook. Maybe I get some meal service kits delivered. Maybe I have someone to come and watch my son for a little bit. It could have been all those things. And so I really wasn't very clear what I wanted and how I would communicate it. But after that, it was, you know, slowly started happening. I also did something really seemingly simple, is using Google Calendar. And using Google Calendar really helped my husband see my work schedule. And not really because I wanted him to care about how hard I worked. I mean, he was working during the day. So me having a meeting at, let's say, 2 p.m. in the afternoon is really not going to affect him. But it was really an insight, so that if I forgot to say, hey, I'm having a really full work day, he can go and look at the calendar if he wants and then see, oh, Sarah has a pretty big workload, I might have to adjust accordingly. Same with him. You know, we very clearly communicate if we've had a long day at work, or maybe we're emotionally tired, or whatever it was that day. We also use lists to divide up chores. If we realize maybe we need to delegate some things, hire somebody, eliminate something, whatever those tasks are, so that we can both work together in terms of parenting and making sure that we have enough energy in our hobbies and our career. And so I know I'm alluding to this. I actually kind of answered this already, but when it comes to parenthood, even major transitions, it's really helpful to come up with some sort of plan. Okay, it could be anything, but it's really important to have a plan, even if you don't actually use it. And so it could be, maybe I'm saving money and having it set aside. It could be, I'm going to interview a few nannies. It could be maybe switching jobs for a more flexible work schedule. Just think about a plan as in what happens if you give birth or your partner gives birth and neither of you want to go back to work, or you have a health issue or childcare isn't available. What are some things that you're going to put in place, or what is that plan for any of those scenarios? And having that plan is really helpful because in the back of your mind, you're like, okay, well, maybe I already have some of these stepping stones in place, or I can start doing that. Makes it a smoother transition. I wouldn't say it's smooth, right? Parenthood isn't easy. Growing a career isn't easy at all. And most importantly in all of this, do you have a support system? For instance, Maggie was describing about how her husband was like, you need to go out and do something for yourself. And that means not doing chores. It means going out and getting coffee, all of those things, right? She was limited in what she was able to do while lockdown was happening, right? The pandemic was really in full force, I guess, back then. I mean, the pandemic is still happening now in 2021. But it's really about, is there someone to really watch out for you? Is there someone that you could really lean on? It could be a family member. It could be a friend. It could be your therapist. It could be just be someone that you check in on every once in a while. Because having a plan is great. Having this determination to, I almost said balance, to make sure that you maintain whatever is that you are in this moment is really key. Because if you don't have that and you're having an off day, all your best laid plans is just going to like be tossed away. And then you're going to, unfortunately, I know I do this, is spiral in this negative thought pattern. And I'm always like, oh, the worst case scenario is going to happen. And in hindsight, it's completely ridiculous, right? Now, of course, relating it to money, communicating your needs can also translate into your career. Think about you're negotiating for a contract, maybe negotiating for a remote work environment or a better hybrid working environment, when you need to take days off from work. It could even be other things like fighting for a medical bill, trying to figure out like why those charges are what they are, asking for freelance work, researching for the lowest price, let's say for a car or, I don't know, a box of crackers. I had one in front of me, which is why I'm saying that, right? So any of those things, like being really clear in what you need and guidelines and boundaries is going to really have this ripple effect in both your sanity and your physical health and your financial health. The idea here is that when you have seemingly competing things in your life, right, aka your motherhood and career or parenthood career, it's okay to want both, right? But you can't have a full-fledged all the things at the same time, like I said in the beginning of this episode. It's really about understanding the seasons of your life and what you might need to let go for now. So the cliche is, you know, not having a clean house, right? Or maybe you might have to give up your earning power. Maybe you were in a six-figure career and you have to go a little bit lower than that. That's okay. It's really about that acceptance of what is happening. And so I'll leave you with this quote from an article. I'll link that in the show notes. It's by Nikisha Williams about the idea of being self-employed and being a mother. There's another reason too, one that's less pragmatic, but no less important. Deep down, I know that while some of my work is for my son, it's also about me. It's about my desire to produce things that are fulfilling, that make me happy, that feed parts of my soul that other things, marriage, motherhood, can't. My titles as wife and mother come in addition to, not ahead of, writer and creative. So I really love this is because you deserve to have your own identity. It's okay to want something for yourself, even if there's a little one to take care of in your life. And I know that, in particular for mothers, there's this whole, I guess, societal conception that once your child is born, becoming a mother or the role of motherhood or the role as a wife or a partner comes first. And so you have to sacrifice your career. And then that's where that conflict comes from, is when you want more out of it. And so I'm here to say that you can have it. You can have this identity for yourself, right? For me, I'm a sister, I'm a writer, I'm a podcaster, I'm a producer. I am all of those things just as much as I am a mother, a wife, and all of those things. All right, that's it, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to Beyond the Dollar. Next week, I am talking to Juliana about the time where she had a mental health challenge and she actually went into the hospital or a facility to help those with mental health and all of the medical expenses related to that. Feel free to reach out to me if you like this episode. Slide into my DMs on Instagram at Beyond the Dollar, or you can email me at hello@beyondthedollar.co and let me know exactly what you thought of this episode. And if you liked it, I would really appreciate it if you shared it with a friend. It will help spread the mission of what we're trying to do around here, which is have more deep and honest conversations about how money affects our well-being. And if you need a little bit of help in terms of figuring out what to do with your money and what to do, what you have right now, feel free to download my Enough Number Guide. And that's over at beyondthedollar.co/enough. As always, thank you for listening to Beyond the Dollar, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Props to Donovan Durance for composing this awesome theme song.